Today is the 26th of August, Saturday evening, and you've joined us for the evening service of the Pineville House Church. Now, I'm not feeling very well at all. My voice is real raspy, and I have drainage, and I don't think I'm going to be able to go to Joplin tomorrow. But Mark has agreed to help us tonight. I'm going to have him read some scripture, and he's kind of filling in because I'm kind of about 20%, if that much. So anyway, we ordered a Gill's hymnal, and we got that. We're excited about that. So now we can start learning Gadsby is what I meant. I may say anything tonight. Gadsby's hymnal. I want you to remember Lori in prayer. She has some kind of a infection as well, and there's a lot of this going around. I'm wheezing and I'm running a fever, and I'm real weak, and I'm hoping this will subside. It's gone through all of our family. Rosette had it, Mark has it, and now I've got it. Okay, I want to remind everybody that we are planning a talk show Monday night. I've asked Kevin and Chris and Walt to help fill in. I'm kind of sick. Ed Henry cannot be with us. He's away on business. So if you guys can pick up the slack, that would really help me. Help us out. I'll go ahead and, you know, patch everybody in and stuff, but I'm not going to be saying a whole lot if I feel like the way I'm feeling right now. The first selection Mark wants to sing is page 6 in the old school hymnal, Holy, Holy, Holy. Mark, you want to start that?
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all saints adore thee. Now their golden crowns around the glassy sea, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who worship and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though darkness hide thee, thy sinful man thy glory may not see. Holy, thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power in Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Okay, Rosette would like to sing out of the Psalter, page 38, Psalm 47a.
Psalm
you ever notice that whenever you take a medication for a particular illness, you always get worse? Sometimes I really wonder about the stuff they put out. Okay, Mark, you want to start that? Page 47A.
47A?
Yes.
Yeah.
Page 38.
Okay. Oh, people, clap your hands for joy. Vision in triumph shouts. For careful is the Lord Most High, great King the earth throughout. He brings the people under us in mastery complete. If he it is to nations all subdues beneath our feet. The land of our inheritance he chooses out for us. And he to us that glory gives, Jacob whom he loved. Ascended with a shout,
the Lord will
triumph.
Sing praises unto God, sing praises to our King. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with understanding. God rules the nations. God sits on his throne of holiness. The simple men of Abraham just the people, Prince his knight. The shield to earth belongs to God. He is exalted high. Okay, well, I'm going to just read one of these Gadsby out of the Gadsby book. There's amazing. There's this book has over 900 pages in it, and there's literally thousands of hymns in this book. 1156 to be exact, so that's quite a book. See if I can find one here. There's a lot of Gatsby stuff in here. This is, if you look, this is 542. It's called Christ Our Great High Priest. It's taken out of Hebrews. Excuse me. I'm going to have Mark read this. I'm going to have you read this 542. Just read that for us loudly so we can hear it, because people don't want to hear me coughing the whole through it.
Christ our high priest, Hebrews 3:17.
You're going to have to read louder because it's not going to record.
Christ our high priest, Hebrews 3:17-26-2-17. William Gatsby. Jesus is my great high priest, bears my name upon his breast, and that we may never part. I have sealed upon his heart all my sins were on his throne. He for them been once atoned, even all my debts discharged. They have set my soul at large by his own atoning blood. He my wounded soul healed, he my wounded spirit cured, washed and made me white as stone, cleansed me well from top to toe. He the veil has written clean, through his flesh I enter in, and with him forever rest in the Lord's most holy place. He has bought me with his blood, reconciled my soul to God, making me for glory too. It will bring me safely through. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I'm going to have Mark read a passage in Hebrews. Hebrews is a beautiful, beautiful story of our great high priest. And it's a wonderful thing to know that Christ has done all the work. We can't add to or subtract from it. So, Mark, I want you to go to the 7th chapter of Hebrews. If you would, I'd like you to read verse 17 down through the end of the chapter, verse 28.
You testify that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. There is verily a disannoying of the commandment going before the weakness and the profitableness thereof. The law made nothing perfect, but bringing in a better hope then, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Inasmuch as not without an oath is a priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this was an oath by him that said to him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety and a better testament. And these truly were made for many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever and hath an achieved the priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that came unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people, for this he did once when he offered up himself. The law maketh men a high priest which had infirmity. The word of oath, which was sent the law, make the Son, he was consecrated forevermore. Thank you.
Well, I hope that was edifying. I always am edified by reading Hebrews and realizing the perfect substitute that Christ was for his people. Now, I'm not going to continue to carry on tonight. You can probably tell that I'm not in real good shape. I think I'm going to ask for one more selection and then we'll conclude this the service, and keep us in your prayers if you would, and we'll look forward to seeing you Monday night on Talk to God, being in the matter. We have a selection. Okay, 200, Rosette wants to sing. Who is this that comes from Par? 200. Mark, you wanna sing, lead that for us?
Yeah. Who is this that comes from far, with his garments dipped in blood, shines bright above the traveler? Is he man or is he God? By the reign in righteousness, Son of God and man I am, mighty to redeem your race. Jesus is your Savior's name. Wide ye heavenly gates unfold, for by death and sin,
lo, the conquering Lord behold,
comes the King of glory in. Hark, ye angelic host inquire, who is he, almighty King? Hark again, the answering choir, the strains of triumph sing. He whose powerful arm alone on his body destruction hurled, he who hath the victory won, he who saved you by his blood, he who God's soul fills, Jesus the incarnate Word, he whose truth with blood was sealed, he is heaven's all glorious Lord.
Well, we hope you have a blessed evening, and I'm sorry we have to cut this short tonight. God bless.